Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1075, Eating Healthy on a Budget by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And like I mentioned yesterday, check out Optimal Finance Daily if you enjoyed yesterday's episode. Oh, and today's episode is also from an author that is usually read on Optimal Finance Daily. But since today's topic relates to eating healthfully, I have the pleasure of reading from Tanya Brown for you today. So with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Eating Healthy on a Budget by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Okay, I will admit it. I'm a little bit of a health nut. I love to run, do obstacle races, and do CrossFit, and decided to also do the insanity videos because I felt I needed a little something extra. My husband just looks at me, shakes his head, and loves me enough to give me the Epsom salt when he sees me struggling to get off the couch, without commentary. Now that is true love. I also cook everything from scratch. I wish I could say that this was a result of a deep desire to provide the very best foods for my family, but that was not my initial motivation. I had one child who developed allergies to a variety of foods, and a husband diagnosed with diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. After a few months, I got tired of dissecting every package of food I bought to make sure that everyone could eat it, so I stopped buying processed foods. Whenever I mention this, I always hear how expensive it is to eat healthy. I tell people that when I added up the cost of the doctor's bills, medications, and hospital bills, I found that cooking with nutrient-dense foods actually ended up being much cheaper. My oldest son has not had a problem in at least a year, and my husband is not only down over 30 pounds, but has reduced his medication to the point where the doctor is considering taking him off everything. As a friend once told me, you are either paying the farmer or the pharmacist. I also learned that with a few strategies, you can significantly reduce the cost of eating healthy. The first key to eating on a budget is to meal plan. I found that we were wasting food because we bought it without a plan as to how we were going to eat it. I'm a little challenged both in time and thought to develop meal plans worthy of the cooking channel, so I quickly turned to online meal planners. Emeals.com is one of my favorites. For about $60 a year, you get an email sent to you weekly with 7 meals. I double the recipe so we have lunch and dinner. You can choose from a wide variety of meals. 30-minute, slow cooker, which is a great time saver, diabetic, gluten-free, and budget-friendly, to name a few. You can even match some meal plans to a grocery store so you can save on your food items. You also get a shopping list. I'm so rushed, I often forget my list. But with the Emeals app, you can always have your grocery list handy. This works great if you're single or have a family of eight. The Crock-Pot has become my favorite cooking time-saving tool. You can put all of the Crock-Pot items in a freezer bag and dump them in the Crock-Pot in the morning. This is especially helpful on the days your kids lose their shoes, coats, homework, or whatever they decide to forget about that morning 5 minutes before you have to leave. The second thing I had to learn to do is prioritize exactly what I would spend my money on. Our doctor recommended as many organic meats and vegetables as possible to reduce our daughter's exposure to allergens. I only buy organic beef and chicken. I figured that if I had to choose, I would rather not have the foods pumped with antibiotics and hormones versus pesticides. I found a local farmer and partnered with a few friends to cow share. We actually shared a cow and split the meat. This got the cost of our organic grass-fed ground beef down to about $4 a pound. We also found another farmer and got organic pasture-raised poultry and eggs through a CSA much cheaper than in a grocery store. CSAs are community-supported agriculture programs that bring local farmers and consumers together to offer monthly supplies of fresh meat and produce. Some do this seasonally, and others do it year-round. Many deliver the food supplies locally, so you don't have to travel. Localharvest.org is a website that explains CSAs and can even help you find one in your area. As for my fruits, I only buy what they call the Dirty Dozen organically, and the rest conventionally. The Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, lists the Dirty Dozen foods which they consider to be high in pesticides, as well as the Clean 15, which are foods they consider low in pesticides, and which some would consider okay to buy conventionally. Again, I am prioritizing. The Dirty Dozen are produce that are considered to have the most pesticides. Apples, spinach, lettuce, and strawberries are almost always on the list. A rule of thumb is that you can buy any fruit with a thick skin conventionally, like bananas, pineapples, avocados, and mango. There are also veggies that have few pesticide residues that some consider okay to buy conventionally, like onions, asparagus, sweet peas, cabbage, and broccoli. I also learned to get creative with veggies. I found the healthier pasta expensive, so I sub with veggies. I got a spiralizer that makes just about anything into a noodle, sweet potatoes and apples, to name a few. I found zucchini to be the most versatile. Two zucchinis are inexpensive and make enough pasta for our entire family for dinner and lunch. It also absorbs the flavor of whatever you put into it. Better yet, you can spiralize it in about 2 minutes without having to cook it first. My five-year-old does it. Cook it, if you wish, in about 2 minutes. It cooks quickly, and you have an easy meal. I use zucchini as pasta for everything. Spaghetti squash is also a good alternative, but I will admit I'm too lazy to cook it first. It took some time and a lot of whining, but eventually everyone's taste buds changed, and now I get requests for veggies. My kids love them now. With a little bit of strategizing and planning, you can really eat healthy on a budget. You just listened to the post titled Eating Healthy on a Budget by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love the quote that Tanya shared. You are paying either the farmer or the pharmacist. I know that when money is tight, keeping a roof over your head and making sure you have water and power are the priorities. It's hard to look beyond tomorrow and think about where the money is going to come from. So don't feel as though you have to buy organic everything all the time. As Tanya mentioned, prioritize. I've mentioned the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 lists on this show many times before. So take a look at those lists. Anything that's on the Clean 15, you can buy conventionally and you'll save a lot of money that way. Now, joining a community-supported agriculture program, or CSA, is also a great idea. Personally, when I joined, I found I was getting too much food each month from the CSA. I couldn't finish it all. So I decided to share the food with my family and then we split the cost. I was once asked, look, if you were only given the option to purchase organic foods for just three food groups, which would they be? And here was my response, whichever three you consume most often. That's because the more often you consume those foods, the more exposure you're going to get. There's no point in me telling you to buy organic pasta if you never eat pasta. So think about buying organic for those foods you consume most often. Hopefully, it's whole fruit, vegetables, and lean proteins. All right, that's it from me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.